is Big Ann from Rescue Inc. Remember, spay and neuter your animal, and abusers are losers. Now back to Animal Radio.
Let's see. You know who we have on line three is Stephen Rowley. Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Very good. I haven't told the audience about you yet. You are an author. This is your first book, right?
Yes, that's correct. I've written a novel called Lily and the Octopus. This is my first book.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I heard rumor, and I'm trying to see if I remember. You got like $1 million up front before ever writing this book and never having any previous books.
Something like that. I did write the book on spec without an offer, and Simon & Schuster, who published the book, did read it, and they were quite generous with me. But I did have to write the book first.
But that's an incredible journey that you've made, and it's incredible.
Author, yeah,
it's an amazing book.
Yeah, it's quite a sort of Cinderella story, if you will. It's really quite amazing. When I sat down to write this story, it's very much a novel, but I did have a dog named Lily, a dachshund, who I had since from her puppyhood until she was almost 13 years old, and she succumbed to cancer. And I am a writer of other sorts. I've been a screenwriter, and I've written for newspapers and things like that. But I was really surprised by how sidelined I felt by grief after losing this friendship. And so I just sat down to write, never expecting fully to write a novel or to even see something published. But I just started writing to sort of help me heal and understand that loss.
It was cathartic for you.
It was very cathartic. And I think, you know, I tried to just be as emotionally true to what I was feeling. And somehow that really seems to be resonating with readers.
Okay, the book is called Lily and the Octopus, and the octopus in this book is metaphorically a tumor. Is that correct?
That is correct. She had a brain tumor, and so when I sat down, my goal was to write about attachment and loss, and there was something about the metaphor of an octopus, something that has tentacles and can have a sort of literal stranglehold on you, that I thought served that well, that sort of talked about how difficult it can be to let go when it's time.
I think you did an excellent job. I couldn't put the book down. I thought it was great the way you described it. You took the reader with you on it, and we were there, and I could just picture this tumor on Lily's head, and I think it was a really fantastic book.
Oh, thank you so much. And for a book about sort of loss and grief, it is not hopefully without humor, and you know, it's a real celebration of an entire life and our relationships with our pets.
Was Lily your first pet?
I had dogs growing up. I grew up in rural Maine, and we had a big house with a barn and whatnot, and we had dogs. But dogs, you know, I grew up in the sort of 70s and 80s, and our relationship with our pets was just a little bit different then. These were more sort of outdoor dogs and very much pets. And Lily was the first dog that I had, not only that I raised from puppy into old age, but also that was very much a fully integrated family member.
When you discovered her, how did you discover that there was something wrong with Lily?
She actually had a little lump on her, you know, above one of her eyes. That did start to grow. I'm not quite as around the bend as the narrator of this novel is. I never actually thought that it was an octopus, but there was something about having a little lump there that sort of led me to thinking about that metaphor. But unfortunately, it was very quick moving, and it was only a couple months from the time I discovered it until the end of her life.
Mm. Do you have a new pet? Do you have a new dog?
I do, yeah. I have a rescue dog named Tilda. She's a terrier mix who had, you know, when it came time to getting another dog, I knew sort of intellectually I have a good home, and I was being perhaps selfish and not providing a dog in need with a good home. So I was ready to open the house, if not 100% my heart. And she had been... someone shot her up pretty good with a BB gun. And she lost an eye and had several broken ribs and whatnot. So she was ready for a safe place to live, if not 100% ready to trust new people. So we did a delicate dance around each other at first, but We are good friends now.
Well, you know, it's very tough when somebody loses a pet. Obviously, you don't want to replace that pet, but it's very tough to get another pet because you feel that you're going to go through that loss again.
Yeah, it's true. And there is a little, like, there is a fear. Like, what if she was too much like Lily? Would I resent her for that? And then there was a little bit of fear, too. Like, what if she's not at all like Lily, and I have trouble attaching to her. But, you know, each relationship with a dog is unique and provides its own love, you know.
Is there any advice you'd give somebody who was on that that cusp of, you know, just losing an animal and shy of getting a new animal?
I would not shy away. I just think that the people who love animals, there's a special kind of bravery about these people. And I love that, you know, we love these animals fully, knowing that they don't live as long as we do, but we love them fully anyway. We lose them, we grieve, and many of us get to the back of the line and sign up to do it all over again. And I just think that is a special kind of human being, and you know, that's my tribe. Those are the people I love.
Absolutely. It's a great book. In fact, I have 10 copies to give away right now to listeners at 1-866-405-8405. If you're not lucky enough to get on through, head on over to Amazon or your local bookstore, if it still exists, and ask them for Lily and the Octopus, the author Stephen Rowley. Visit his website at stephenrowley.com. Thank you for hanging with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Stephen Rowley.
Thank you so much. My best to you and your listeners.
We'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over to animalradio.com. Well, let's get on out of here. What do you say? And let's go walk our fish and our birds and all of our kitties and, yeah, the dogs, too. If you need your fix during the week, download the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download. Check it out right now. And we'll catch you back right here next week for more Animal Radio. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sunday and I are going for a walk.
This is Animal Radio Network.